morning. It's Sunday, July 31st.
Oh, Lord, we ask for your blessings on our service today. That we would know you. That the things that happen today would cause us to know you better, and that just generally, that we would know you. Know you. Not with a strictly head knowledge, but just know you. Help us to know you, Lord. Help us to be like you by your Spirit. Do that good work. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Before anybody gets started, I want to share while this is fresh. I shared Tuesday night that I said, my sword is really dull. You know? It's been flailing around out in the world and it got dull. So, since then, of course, I've been trying to change things somewhat in my life. And anyway, this morning, so I was listening to that song, I Can Only Imagine. And for the first time, and I don't know if I ever have, all of a sudden, I put myself in that place before him. And it was only a small touch. But I said, Lord, let me have that vision before me, and I'll be able to share. Because even the little bit that I experienced, nothing in this world can hold up to that. When you're in his presence, and so I said, you know, I thought, oh, Lord, I want to have those times like in the past when your Spirit's on me. No, I want to have greater than that, Lord. You know, I want to have greater than that now. And So, I can remember, I don't know how many of you, you could walk in this place and you just knew the Spirit of the Lord was here. Lord, we want that again.
Yes.
Today, Lord, yes. Let your presence be felt. Let your Spirit fall on us, Lord. Let it change us, Lord.
Yes. Yes.
I knew I was getting duller and duller, and I was starting to get a little, I was getting fearful. Because I could tell, even though, and all this time, God's been blessing us and me with truth and revelation in the Word, but you know what? That's not enough. You still have to be sold out. You know, you still have to be committed and willing to die to things in your life. Otherwise, that takes over. Even with all truth and revelation, you can lose.
Yep.
I mean, I'm serious. I was never that feeling that close to it before until just recently. And man, I don't want to miss out standing before him on that day when it comes. Because there's nothing is going to compare to that. When you're before him and just feeling all of that glory and goodness. And you know, when you're standing before Jesus, the amazing part is you're also standing in the awesome presence of his Father, which is what he wants. That's why he gave you his Son, so that you could be before him. And you know, a lot of people in the Christian world don't really realize you can talk to Jesus. You can talk to him. But the other part is, which I love, I can also talk to my Father. And they're separate. Mm-hmm. And it's so, yeah, I not only talk to Jesus, I talk to God the Father, you know, and I do it separately because they're not the same to me. That's my thing. So That's just, I just, while that was fresh, it's funny how, and Pablo touched on it last week, how a song all of a sudden can do a thing to you. But it's, I finally started, because I've been praying out a little bit, you know, and I've been repenting and so forth. And I'm weak on the side of sharing with outside people. You know, but I've thought about that too, you know. It says, first, the message will be brought to his people or the church. And then when they, if they don't receive it, go out into the... Well, some of that I felt, that hasn't totally been done yet. Mm-hmm. Not even close, actually. So, you know, if it starts here, fine, but I know it should grow from there, hopefully. But, and the other thing is, when you go through the chapter before the 14 in 1 Corinthians, it's 13 or 12, it lists all the gifts. Mm-hmm. Everyone does not have all the gifts. Mm-hmm. And not one is greater than the other, the gifts. They're all needed. It's like your right hand needs your left hand, your foot needs your hand, your whatever. It's all of it is so important. And some, it says, there are uncomely parts, but they're more important than the ones that are obvious. So, you know, we can't sit and go, oh, man, I wish I was in their place or their place. I wish I was doing what... No, you can't do that.
Right.
You've got to ask God, what are you supposed to be doing?
Right.
You know? And it may be a really small thing. But if it's what God wants, it's everything. Because that's what makes the body the true body. So, that's what I'm praying for.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
I know a couple of weeks ago, Ken, when I came up to you and I asked you, how are you doing? And you said, okay. And the Lord just put on my heart that okay is not enough.
Yeah.
It needs to be everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when I prayed that, just a quick prayer.
Yeah.
The Lord impressed on me also that I need to be in that place.
Lord.
So, praise the Lord, answer to prayer.
Praise the Lord.
That song, I can only imagine, you know, struck me too. When I saw the movie there, and it was like, that's it. But, Corky, I have to commend you. I think every song on your playlist.
It was good this
morning. It was very good. Yeah. It was like, you know, like a sun school or something from the beginning. And it just brought back all the words and feelings and the commitments and whatever. And I went through any of them all. I think this should be some kind of cake. Have them all on there. And give them away for Christmas. Or whatever. I mean, those words touch people. Just like I remember when I first came to the church, Mary's been playing her piano and singing those beautiful songs that came right out of her heart. And it was like, it crushed it.
Mm-hmm. Lord.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think we should be praying that those new songs coming.
Yes. Yeah. I suppose, but those old ones.
Well, certain ones have a passage that's always there, but there's better ones to come.
Amen.
I know there is.
God,
yeah.
Is that heavenly?
And that's not putting them down because they're fitting for right now. They're working. You know, it's heaven in effect, so.
It's interesting, you know, how the Spirit can be hiding in a song.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear a song many, many, many times. And the 15th or 16th time, you're in a place to receive.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Scripture.
Yes.
And so it really comes back to it's the Holy Spirit working, and it reaffirms in my heart that you just have to continue to seek everywhere. I mean, in your in your day-to-day, who you see, who you talk to, what you hear, what you read, what you listen to, God is in everything. You know, it's up to us to find God. It's not His job to find us. I mean, that's, you know, we are the ones that are accountable.
Amen. Lord.
Something in this letter. Were you
going to
say something?
I was just going to say something about Ken.
Say it,
well,
go for it.
Okay. I was going to say, Ken, I watch Wagon Train and stuff. But I watched it the other day, and when you said your sword was dull, you know, I remember seeing, I'd never seen one of those wheels that they sharpen. There's, you know, I mean, they weren't sharpening swords, but a knife. And the first thing they did was they put oil on it.
Yes.
And that made me think, oh, you need a little oil.
Yeah.
And I mean,
got some this morning.
That was, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know about everybody else's sword or mine, but I think everyone's sword can always be sharper. Always, always,
amen.
Always. I don't know that we have a sharp. It's getting sharp. You know, you're saying you have a dull sword, but maybe it's not as sharp as you want it. I would say it's a dull sword, but by no means. Maybe you say it's a dull sword because it's how it's condemning you or whatever, but you don't get it. And just let me just say it, maybe you don't feel comfortable, but you don't have a dull sword. It's sharper than a lot of swords out there. And because your sword is so sharp, it's even affecting you a little bit. But it's your sword anyways. But keep doing what you're doing. And you know what? Condemnation from God is the best, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, in the same, kind of in a similar, I have a hard time reading because of my stroke, it goofs me up a little bit. But anyways, I think, I don't know if I read this before my stroke or after, but anyways, he says, this thing says the amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I do wish you were cold or hot. And that passage right there, I don't like very much. Because he wants to be, he prefers us to be cold or hot.
Mm-hmm.
He prefers that over the warm.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I was going to say anyways. So then because you are lukewarm, I neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Now this is where I want to bring today. Because you say I am rich, I have become wealthy, and I have need of nothing. I do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. And that is where I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because I used to think, that I didn't need nothing, as in, you know, I got the Lord, I'm good to go. Oh my God, I am so not good to go. So not good to go. And I'm not saying I'm good to go now, but I think I have found another gem. I want another gem, one more gem that is showing me, is helping me to realize. Just the fact that I realize that I'm naked is huge.
Yes.
Just thinking you're not naked is bad. Would I ever be fully clothed? I don't know. But anyway, it says, so then because you're looking around, because you say I am rich, I have become wealthy. And this is not wealthy, I say money. What money means, that money is nothing. Okay? It's a different kind of wealth. And I have need of nothing. and do not know that you are wretched, miserable. Wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. And there's hope. That's the big thing about this. There's hope. It's right here. There's hope. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve. What is eye salve, anyway?
Eye salve.
Yeah.
Ointment to put on your eyes.
Ointment that would heal.
Like eye drops or whatever.
Okay. That you may reveal and anoint your eyes with eyes salve, that you may see as many as I love. Now, as many as I love, I rebuke occasionally. Lord, quit it. Seriously. No, don't quit it. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. But you know what? I didn't know. But behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him, and he with me. To him that overcomes, I will grant him to sit with me in the throne above. Now, you know, he who overcomes. So this is not just a, whatever. No, you have to overcome it. You have to overcome it. Okay, that's huge. But anyways, I need to realize and point to myself that I am not rich. I am naked. I am in so much need. And that is a great place to be, to know that you need from the Lord. Now, if you are deceived, if you're deceived and you're telling yourself you need more from man or more of yourself, you're deceived. It's wrong. It's bad. But I need more of the Lord, and that is a great place. I am thankful that God showed me that I am not rich. I am not anything good. And I need to go for him for all my needs. And that's what we all do. We are all doing. Anyways, I'm grateful. And all this stuff that I read, it really creates love, believe it or not. It's not even talking about love, but it creates love for you guys. Mm-hmm. It makes me love you more. You know what? You guys and everyone, it makes me love them more. It just gives me this goofy that I never had for love. So anyways.
You know, just quickly, I really see the difference now with hot and cold, because hot means you're there. Cold means you're not, but you can be reached. Lukewarm is a wash.
Yeah.
You're just out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I go farther. Lukewarm is deception.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got picture.
Yeah.
It is deception. If you're thinking you're rich when you're not, that's deception.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
If you think you're doing well, you're probably in trouble.
Right. Right.
Keep seeking.
The amazing part, even within that, he gives an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right.
It doesn't say,
right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess you could possibly be lukewarm, and if somehow you reach out, he would not be refused.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of shown that if you're lukewarm, you're hurt, mm-hmm, as far as him, you know.
You know, maybe I was hurt because I mean, think of when I will see myself before all this stroke or whatever, I thought I was in a great place. I thought so many things that I was just fine. I just needed the bell to start to go ping and stuff. But no, oh my God. There was so much work needed to be done in me. But I really, honestly thought that there was no work left. He was just waiting on the wrong guy for him to, you know, ring the bell. And this was before the stroke, but I went through a huge forgiveness thing. I had to do this forgiveness. Without this forgiveness, I would have gone to hell. He said that it's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. You don't forgive everybody, bang. I would have, and I'm thankful that he showed me that. Then now, and God showed me, I need to be more humble. I need to be humble. And he's such a humble man. Oh my God, you are as full as I am. You think I am a humble man? You know, I wasn't humble. I am still not. And humble in a way is that I thought that what I had was such a, and in a way is right, but not the whole picture wasn't right. In a way, I had this false evaluation of myself. I think, like, I've been listening to the scriptures for 100 years, and I know this much, and blah, 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 blah. So now God needs to open up the doors and bring people to me so I can talk to them. Oh, my God, slap me until I die. If I ever think like that, what I believe now, and there's maybe more truth to it yet, but I believe that I have things to say. I do, because God has given me amazing things. But there's a lot that I have to listen to other people. Just listen, and even if what other people have to say doesn't line up with my beliefs, I am open to correction. But I don't think it's my job to make them think like me. God will take care of that. God will take care of me, maybe, or God will take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But
that's right.
And but I need to listen to other, you know what? When you're being heard, when you're being listened, it's very valuable. It's very valuable. And after you heard for a bit, those ears are more open when you want to talk. You know, I don't want to make it all up, but my vision, at least, of what am I going to be doing. In the future, is not standing in front of all these people. No, it's boom, this one person. I'm gonna talk to that person. And just one time ever, you know what I mean? Then talk to another, or a group of two people. Mm-hmm. But this collective thing, no. And there's this one guy that I talked to last year. I gave him a Bible. I gave him a Bible. And then he was still crazy, doing his thing, talking crazy stuff. But I just found out yesterday, or the day before yesterday, that he's been reading his Bible. Not only that, but he was talking to this other guy, Bible stuff. He was talking Bible. And all I did was give him a Bible, and I think I only talked to him. Not enough for me to think, because you gotta talk to him and until he's ready. No, oh my God, just talk to him one time and let God do the rest if you're not there anymore. You know what I mean? So I praise God. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for everything He's done. And I don't know why I'm talking so much, but anyway.
You know, the Bible talks about though the righteous scarcely be saved. And that's our condition. It's a perilous. No. We're in a scarcely be saved. That's the righteous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need His grace. And it's, in a sense, it's a given. In a sense, I don't know if it's a given. It's grace. It's flaky. You try to predict grace, and that's a fool's game. So, it's perilous, and yet it's not. You know, I think we can view ourselves as being elect, unless we're not. But the righteous scarcely be saved. One thing I absolutely do know, though, and that is that God is good. God is good. God is good. God is good.
You know, I don't want to keep dwelling on it, but that experience I had this morning here, that was grace and mercy, because I didn't put myself in that position to feel what I was feeling. He did. And it's like I said before, I remember when we had that dry time where I did. Every once in a while, it was like I'd be sitting there, and He would give me a tiny little drop to say, "Nope, I'm still here with you." You know? And today, I got a drink of water.
Good Lord.
And so, He's just so good, right? He's so good. Glory.
What we must not do is be proficient, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Good at this stuff.
Be needy the whole time.
Yeah, right. And you know, we've been doing it for 40 plus, I've been doing it for 40 plus years. I mean, how do you develop something like proficiency? Ay, 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 that's dangerous. You know, it really is dangerous to be proficient. It's so easy to think that proficiency is being in the right place. It really is not.
I don't want to keep thinking, but I've said for quite a few years now, I know I'm closer to God than I've ever been. But say that's in the last 3-4 years, but at the same time, with what I said this morning earlier, You can be close, and you know what? There's an answer to this, so hear me out. And then at the same time, I felt like I was totally falling away in a sense, or becoming a hypocrite. But see, because I feel like, and I know I've been closer to God, that's why this all happens the way it is happening for me right now. Because He's merciful. And He heard my cry. And why did I even cry out? That's probably Him too. You know? He put enough there that I was fearful of losing it.
Amen.
You know? And that's a good thing. That's when fear is good. That's the only time fear is good. is a fear of losing the Lord, or a fear of his judgment, possibly, which works at times, you know, you don't, because just because it's fear doesn't mean it's condemnation. You know, a lot of times it is, and that's the devil's work, but see, being closer to God means he does what Pablo read. Those that he loves, he chastens. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's done. And thank you, you know? And I thank him for all the convictions he's brought on me. Because man can convict you, and it just doesn't work. But when God convicts you, he does it so sweetly and gently that it's hard to not give in and let it do its work, you know?
Yes. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Funny how much people, in a way, play with all the time, like a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, people all over the world, you know, like this bad art, our behavior. And that thing, how visible to me when I see Aurelia, she goes to public school. And the people that are put in their place and how she was. Manages to talk to
them, changes
their life.
Yeah, good Lord.
She's
only 16. Praise Lord.
I know these two things to be true. I've never been closer to God than I am right now, and I've never been farther away from it than I am right now.
Mm.
And that's because as close to him as I am now, I now realize how far away I am from him. And he's allowing me to see that, which helps with the conviction. You know, and it's such a good place. I mean, as Ken mentioned, I mean, there's nothing better than to be out there in the desert trying to do right, as Charlie mentioned, trying to be proficient. I know these are the things I should do, but boy, they don't feel fun. I'm not motivated. This is not what I want to do in the flesh. And then, boom. And then you go, grace drops in, you go, man, I'm really ready to go. I could do this for days and days. And it's because he's so faithful. He's so faithful. And the trick is sometimes he's doing that and you don't know it. And that's the scary part for me. Is like, I want to know. I don't want to miss him when he is being faithful, because I'm not seeking him.
That's right. Amen. You know, missed opportunities. Ooh. Let's not have those.
There's a song that says, "Don't let me miss the glory." I mean, it's just, you know, that's right high on the list.
You know, in one of the Psalms, it talks about the heart panting after the water brooks, meaning a terrible thirst. And in that same way, the psalmist, probably David, said that my heart pants after you. And it can be like extreme thirst. You know, it can be like extreme thirst. And oh, extreme thirst is a terrible condition. You know? I've experienced it. That dehydration. And what you really, really want is some water. You know? And that is it's in that condition that we are to be in relation to wanting God, more God. Whatever. So.
Proverbs 3, 5, 5 through 8. Because I was thinking about healing and stuff like that. I'll just read it real quick. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. And in that Old Testament is still now. I mean, you know, because he's always taking care of us. And I guess my little testimony is with breast cancer, I have to go back for yearly mammogram. And I went in on Monday for a mammogram. And they were like, well, we just want to take one more on the other side. You know, I said, oh, okay, you know, oh, that's fine. And the upshot was when I left, they were going, well, either you'll get a letter in the mail, which, you know, she was all upbeat, you know, or a call. And I got a call about 2 hours later that said, you have suspicious spots in your breast, and we went, like, you come back, how about Friday? I'm like, okay. And we're going to set you up for mammogram and ultrasound and everything. And I'm, you know, and my mind was like, okay, you know. So I was in a quasi-good place-ish, you know. Yeah, you know. And so I went back on Friday and had the same gal and went through the mammograms, and they had to, review them, and then, yes, I did have to have the ultrasound. And I'd never been at this facility for an ultrasound, and they actually have a TV up there where you can see it. I imagine the TV's up there for probably happy things like babies. You know, you can see babies, you know. And I'm up there, you know, I'm looking at this, and she's doing her thing, and all of a sudden I see this huge black spot. And I'm going, ugh, black's not good. Even though I wear it. But black's not good. So, and I kept, you know, and I'm, you know, all these things are going through my mind. And I was thinking, you know, what kind of, I should have the faith that I should be watching that black spot and it should just go away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, well, what if it did? Then I'd be really freaked out, you know? I was going through this whole back and forth thing, okay? So we finished everything up. Corky was sitting in the room with me, and they have to then send the pictures down to be read by a doctor, which ironically is down in Texas, and then you just wait. And I'm looking at Corky going, okay, so if I have to go in, then I have to have a biopsy, then I have, and I'm going through this, you know, okay, I know what I'm doing, and what, you know, and we were just talking, kind of, you know. And anyways, the upshot was it came back and it's a cyst. No problem, don't worry about it, go home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yes! You know? And it's like, thank you, Lord, because He takes care of us even when, you know, and I guess my thought was, I really want to be to that place where I'm looking at something and then praying, and then have it go away, and not be, you know, I want it to be a normal thing. That when you see a big black spot, and you're praying, and it goes away, you're like, yeah, that's the Lord, you know. So, I think He's building us up for things. At least I
hope.
Yeah, I was thinking about Pablo, and you were, with that guy you were talking with the Bible, you were a seed planter. Mm-hmm. You know, that's part of, you know,
sometimes, you know, we walk around and we don't know what we're doing, but we're throwing little seeds out, and they're being planted, they're being flourished, and somebody else might pick up, you know, the taking care of the watering and all that stuff, and then somebody else comes along and takes care of the, you know, the growing season and the harvest, and, you know, we're all together in this, you know, and that's what God wants us to be doing. And I know when you said you basically were nothing, well, you know, the biggest thing for you, you're saved. I mean, you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That's awesome. Do you know what I'm saying? You always say you're so far away from everything, but man, you've got something that not a lot of people have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I'm going to run across that finish line with that, going, yes, Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. And that's, you know, you want to do more. We all do, you know. But
just a quick one. We want to get to the point where we are nothing more than seed planters. In the natural, we want to be there for the harvest.
Right.
We want to see all the good. We want to, in the natural, we want to see. We want to see the fruits of our work. We want to go, No, we want to get to the point where all we want to be is a seed planter. And as you said, tacking on your other thought. Don't have to convince them of anything. God's the one that has to convince them. Seed needs to be planted, and then it's God's business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are times when he allows us to see the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he does that just like Jesus had miracles to bring hope and to build faith. But I am not concerned about seeing the harvest. I'm more concerned about making sure I'm planting the seeds when God presents the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Lord, yes.
You have the seed in the word until you're dead.
Amen.
Amen. Like you have to take more than two.
That's why you're right here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Connection with your situation here, Susan. You, of course, were the subject of prayer here and during the week.
Yeah, I appreciate
you. On Tuesday night, we prayed for you, and it was good prayer. And I know Jean was faithful in praying for you here during the week. And, you know, we both of us prayed, and I'm sure other, you know, it was
really appreciate it.
Yeah, but I believe that God is capable of turning a cancerous tumor into a benign cyst.
Correct.
Now, maybe it doesn't make a whole bunch of difference whether it was a benign cyst all along or whether it was a cancerous tumor that got turned into a benign cyst.
Right.
Or,
But it was an answer to prayer.
It was.
Yeah, but I do believe he
you
can turn
the
a.
Neighbor who came over to my house and she said, God answers prayer.
Yeah.
I figured you were going to bring that up. And she comes in the door and the first thing she says is, he answers prayer. And I thought, he does. So let's pray.
Over the last year or two, when we've had situations like this, and for myself, I just prayed, well, Lord, I don't care what the numbers are saying.
Yeah.
When I go there, I'm going to get a good report. And it's been that way ever since. I pray that for other people when they're, you know, and that's the way we should be praying. Don't let the devil take that thing and put you down. Say, no, it may look like it's saying this, but we're believing this, you know. And I think he's faithful. And he has been faithful.
Yes.
Numerous times in my life for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
God is going to use this opportunity to show how great God is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which puts Psalms 118 into, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put the confidence in man. Yeah. It doesn't say don't trust him. It just says it's better to trust God than to put your confidence there.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yes, and they are doctors, but you know, it's like, but they're human.
Doctor
something and turn into something different. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So it can definitely have actually been whatever. And then God makes it something different, you know?
Yeah.
We prayed a little while ago that we seem to be under attack in connection with health issues here in this church. And I don't know how long, 3 weeks ago or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
And we prayed against that. I don't know if every single situation that we were thinking of at that time has been resolved in a good way, but there seems to be something in the way of victory going on in connection with that. Yes, that's right. Claim it. That's right. Let me just throw out right now while I've got the floor that Jean, when she was 10 years old, she had open heart surgery. There was some kind of bad deformed, you know, something wrong with her heart back at that time, and they conducted open heart surgery for her. Turns out they put in some kind of patch at that time when she was 10 years old. Well, a 59-year-old patch, you know, it could be a little iffy. There's been some, I don't know, leakage or something going on. And so it's coming back, and she's had some appointments with the cardiologist, and that's more stuff coming up, and so forth. So maybe we can pray, I don't know, repair the patch, or repair the heart, or repair, you know, whatever. But in any event, that it not be a deal.
You know, the 10th of next month, I gotta go in for another CT scan for the leakage that I got.
Okay.
And they take the first scan, then they shoot the solution into your vein. Okay. Well, I'm one of those guys that you have to peck for the vein, you know. I mean, you got the vein there, but when you put the needle, the vein's not there. So, I haven't been poked as many as 13 times in one setting. Or, you know, both arms. But anyway, the last time that I went, they got the needle in and going to shoot the solution in, and they missed the vein. Now, I don't know how many people have ever gone through that, but if you miss the vein with that solution, I can't express the amount of pain you go through at that point. It just about raised me off the table. And then they sat there and said, calm down. Yeah, right, calm down. Not easy to do. Well, they called and said they make the appointment, and I said, I'm not so sure I want to do this because I don't want to have to go through what I went through before. You know, and I explained to her. She said, well, I'll call you back. Well, she didn't call me back yet, but I've been through this many, many times because when I had to have that thymus gland taken out, I was way back when I was going through CT scans all the time, you know. So, but now it seems to be getting a little tougher to go through, you know. But I'm just saying that because of what you were saying, Charlie.
Yeah, sure.
Not the only one going through it, you know. It's, yeah.
I have veins that are fine, but the minute they see a needle, they disappear down in the deep.
Yes.
And I always have to they really don't believe me, and then they finally believe me, and then I have to have an ultrasound person come in and find the vein and do that, and they're like,
yep.
You know, I mean, so, yeah, that's why you want to go, believe me.
Yeah, and they can find the vein easy enough. But like I say, once they start with that needle, it's not there. I mean, the vein, the needle's still there. But then they get there and they go.
Yeah.
Yeah. He described it to me as burning, like you've never burned on the inside out. You cannot stop.
He had to have it. He never had a CT scan until his kidney stones, and he had one, and he was. He's like, you had one of these.
My God, that's more than I want.
Yeah. But
so
anyway,
preferable. Yes. Yes.
There's enough going on for everybody. Yeah. And ask for God's help in a lot of things that are going on.
Yes, God is good.
Hmm.
Lord, Lord, we'd ask that you'd have your hand upon Jean's procedures.
Yes,
coming.
Yes,
Lord. You are capable of all things, and you are the master healer. Lord, we are more than willing to accept that you could just heal this problem miraculously and make it go away, that the doctors would be baffled.
Yes.
But Lord, if that is not your plan, that you'd have your hand upon the doctors, and that you would allow the procedure to go smoothly and effectively with no complications, Lord God, and that you would provide guidance as to what the next steps should be, Lord God. So, Lord, we ask that you have your hand upon Gene, upon Charlie, Lord God, and upon all those that will be involved in this situation. And, Lord, again, if it's in your will, Lord, you just heal her.
Yes.
You just heal her and make anything else unnecessary.
Yes.
Lord, we also ask that you have your hand upon Glenn and his upcoming procedure, Lord God. Lord, just have your hand upon him so that you would allow any procedure that needs to be done to go smoothly. And that they would be able to hit that vein on the first shot if that's what they need to do, Lord God. And that it will end up being a more positive experience than what he's used to, Lord God. And then it would just reveal that he's fine, he needs nothing. Lord, just make that way. Lord, we ask that you have your hand upon Susan and her procedure, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, thank you. Just allow that scan to go smoothly as well.
Thank you.
Lord, again, if you choose to heal, that you just heal it.
Yes.
And Lord, if you don't choose to do that, and you allow it to go through the use of man, that you would guide that and let that procedure be without complications.
Yes.
Reveal itself cleanly and properly, Lord God, so that it would be as smooth as possible. And in all these cases, Lord, let you receive the glory.
Yes.
You receive the glory because it is you,
Lord.
It is you in every case.
Thanks.
Lord, we'd ask that you continue to lift up your hand upon Pablo, Lord God.
Yes, that's right.
We thank you and praise you for the blessing that you're showing him each and every day, Lord God.
Yes.
And that you continue to heal him.
Overflowing.
Lord God. And that testimony continues to grow.
Oil.
That testimony continues to grow, Lord God, and that you just do that work right now in his life.
Yes.
Get your hand upon his family, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Trying times.
You provide.
It's exhausting, Lord, so you just lift up the family, Lord God, and help them get through this as seamlessly and as smoothly as possible, Lord God.
Thank you.
And Lord, while I have the floor, Lord, I thank you for the grace and mercy you've shown on our body, the revelations that you've given us, and that the drops of grace in the middle of the desert, Lord God, and the revelations to us that we see and need you, and that you revive us in such a way that we see and need you more and know who you are.
Thank
you. The scripture of a song that we used to play, a line in a song that said, the revelation of who you are and who we are, Lord, and I dwell on that because you are out there, and we just appreciate all that you're doing for us each and every day. Lord, we'd ask that you'd have your hand upon Jill's pregnancy and that it continues happily and healthy, Lord God.
Yes.
And that you meet the needs. Are there any other needs that people have brought up that we should pray about today? Charlotte, not to pick on you, but is your family okay? Is there a need in your family?
I'm right now. They're okay.
Well, let's praise God. Amen.
Let's enjoy
that. That's a itself is a miracle right there. But Charlotte is back with drugs.
I love it.
More than anybody else.
But the Lord. Family is.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Eli, we hope that Ty is just recovering without opening up again, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Can heal that.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, Bonnie has a CT scan and she's optionally deciding whether she will or won't go. Lord, you let her know. You let her know that she doesn't need to go or that she goes. And if she goes, Lord, you have your hand upon it. And if she goes and you choose not to do it correctly, whatever needs to be done, let the doctor, Lord, you use all of us. Let the injection go smoothly and into the blood system. Lord, not to make light, because we're all challenged in the natural world. You have your hand in each and every one of these situations, Lord God.
Yes.
And bring a peace. Bring a peace to each person, Lord God, and their families, so that they can just have confidence in you and grow in that confidence. We are witnessing, and we acknowledge, we are witnessing miracles in our small group each and every day.
Yes.
Each and every day. And Lord, we just ask you to continue to do this. Because we need those signs to keep our faith.
Yes.
To keep us on the track.
Okay, Lord.
Our flesh is weak, Lord God.
Continue to sharpen our swords also, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I have one deep prayer for my littlest over here. This has been a trying time. She already has a very short, small friend circle. In the first, month and whatever, that Pablo was gone, and I was gone every single day. She didn't want to be with anybody because she didn't want to have fun, so she just went to school and did her thing. But this, we're supposed to be at the camper, or we're supposed to do this or that, and school's going to start soon, and she's going to go to high school. And she has a small friend group, and so we haven't been able to do anything extra besides walks and physical therapy and grocery stores. And being the youngest, it's as easy as, the adult or Eli or whatever to accept, and it's just for a moment. But when you're 14, it feels like a lifetime. And there's some sadness and hurt, probably some depression that's happening in her mind. Mm-hmm. And she's a really good girl, so she doesn't complain. So prayer and love, I don't know.
Lord, you've heard that request.
Yes.
So Lord, we ask that you have your hand upon Felicity right now.
Yes.
Lord, you just make a way. So, Lord, allow her to have and make new friends, Lord God. Expand that circle of friends. Allow her to be able to work through this difficult time with your dad, and allow her to see good things in this life, even in the midst of the trials.
Yes.
And it's harder when you're younger, Lord, and we know that, so we ask that you'd have your special blessing upon Felicity right now.
Thank you.
And that you would make a way, Lord God, and let joy be able to fill the sadness, and let Lord just take away any sadness or depression, Lord God, and fill it with His love.
Yes.
His love, the best love, Lord God.
Joy.
Joy and peace, Lord God. And life is just beginning for Felicity as she moves to high school, Lord God, and let that experience be positive one, Lord God. And you just have your hand of protection upon her, Lord God. And you just make that way and let her know what that way is. You guide her, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord, let her first friend be Jesus. Yes, Lord. Let him be one of her first and best friends, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you.
the pebble being jokey and strong, and you know, and he was already tender and loving and whatever, but he, because he's not around a lot of people, just us, his true laugh, jokey doesn't come out as often as it was constant, and so that it kind of puts like, kind of makes it like feel down sometimes in the house, and we all just don't have healing. But when you're used to dad's jokey, mm-hmm. and then she doesn't have a Brittany and Candy personality. She has more of an angel. She doesn't, you know, it's
it is.
She is, and I tell her, you know, she's perfect.
Yeah, don't lump her in there with Angel.
Hey,
Angel Burr. Yeah, just doing a little jokey joke. It's a little joke.
But
so them.
Yeah. Can we pray for me and all of the things? Justin is taking me to court over something, and it's just opening a whole can of worms in all of the stuff. And so I got a different attorney who, before we signed papers, like, all held hands with her paralegals and we prayed, and like, it's a very different situation, so I don't want to fight anything with vengeance or with anything, just with truth and for what's best for the kids, but that feels very daunting, and I just need God to intervene, and it is definitely like, it's wearing on me, and I don't even want to be awake, so it's hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lord, we just ask right now that you have your hand upon Brittany,
yes.
and that entire family, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord. And that you would provide several things, Lord. And first, we ask for peace and strength, Lord God. And that you would allow her to receive with the heart of God in this situation, Lord God.
Yes.
Not in a vengeful or retaliatory way, but Lord, in a loving and honest and direct way, Lord God, and that the truth of the situation would come forth, and that the Lord, that you have your hand upon the situation, and that the welfare of the kids would be addressed properly, Lord God.
Yes.
That the children would be protected, and that the best possible outcome for the children would be uppermost in whatever that you do, Lord God. And so, Lord, we ask right now, you have your hand upon Brittany, that you give her strength, and peace, and confidence in this whole situation. And upon Curtis as well, Lord God, and allow her to be that exceptional helpmate in this difficult time, Lord God. And let it be a pillar of strength and a pillar of confidence that she can lean on. Can lean on her husband at this time, Lord God. So, Lord, we know this is fraught with the enemy, has his fingers on this all over, Lord God. And we rebuke the enemy in this situation.
Yes.
We send your angels,
find him,
to meet that need, Lord God.
Out of this situation.
Send your angels, Lord God.
Yes.
And let your hand be upon us.
Let
your
hand
be upon us.
Let your
grace and mercy be poured forth.
Dispel the darkness.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You do that work.
Just somehow give Brittany that extraordinary strength to get through this, Lord, that comes from you. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I see it being very overwhelming, Lord, but you are greater. So you just be there.
Yes, Lord.